Another play fake. Another deep throw. Looking for Tutu. Down inside the five.
Hey, it's Verducci from EDH, and you're listening to The Morning Rose with Fonte and Chasky on 95.7 The Game. Sprinkle me, man.
Let that baby rock, baby. Little Kanye West blame game because, no, that's what happens after a loss. Figure point. You get all kind of text messages, Chasky. I do messages on Twitter, personal texts. It's Shedhead. It's Sorensen. It's Ayuk. It's Big Trent. It's Brendel. It's McKivitz. It's the lack of running in the second half. It's the defense. Where's Nick Bosa? Where's Leonard Floyd? Where's Javon Hargrave? Where's the coverage? Where's the pass rush? Where's the run defense? Monday morning quarterback, baby, where we play the blame game. But what went wrong yesterday? Because I swear to God, even on the final possession, when the Niners had the ball, and before did Ronnie Bell throw, and I'm not blaming Ronnie Bell. He's got to make the catch, no doubt about it. That's a big-time play. You want to earn your spot on this team, you make that play. Now on Wednesday, he may be looking for a new roster. That's a fact. He may be looking for a new roster. But I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching that entire game, I'm saying to myself, why is this game so damn close? Why is it so close? Now, I know why. You left a lot of food on your plate. You played with your food. But why did you play with your food? That's a game the 49ers last season put away. Now, obviously, it's a whole new team. It's a whole new season. And there's going to be a clunker like that here and there. But did you know, since Shanahan was hired in 2017, there's only one other coach who's blown more double-digit leads in a football game. That coach is John Harbaugh in Baltimore. Shanahan is second. And since 2017, when he was hired by the 49ers, only Jim Harbaugh is ahead of Shanahan when it comes to blowing double-digit leads. John Harbaugh, not Jim.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I've had this philosophy or a theory a long time that Shanahan gets a little tight in certain situations, especially late. And then we had all the rhetoric last week about his drop-back passing game, third-down passing game, vertical passing game, where it's a little behind the eight ball there. It hasn't been revolutionized yet within the system. But all kind of weird things happen, whether it's a blown third and 15, whether it's a pass interference, whether it's a special teams play, whether it's an interception. They don't execute when you need them to execute at crucial periods of time. Yeah, they're front runners in terms of they get a big lead, they could blow you out. But when they're in a dogfight and they're in a game that comes down to the last possession, things go awry for the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan. And he's won a lot of football games. But the execution and crunch time under him in tight ball games, it leaves us all scratching our head.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about the big picture because I think we could pick apart each of these different losses where they've had like this. And it's a variety of things like every time. But I'm just looking at the defense. And like part of what made them elite was a fearsome front seven.
Yep.
Their front seven is 2.5 players. It's Nick Bosa, who I don't think is playing great. I don't really know what's going on. And then Fred Warner, who's awesome. We all agree. He's awesome. I didn't think it was his greatest game yesterday. No. He's lucky his leg didn't get snapped off by, you know, Jair Brown on that play. It was, oh my goodness. And then the half a guy is Malik Collins. I think Malik Collins is a solid player. Javon Hargrave's giving them nothing, especially if you look at bang for the buck, Garbo. He had the big sack yesterday. That was it. Leonard Floyd made two plays. One was a hands to the face penalty. The other one was him dropping back in coverage and tackling a guy on a 5-yard gain. Outside of that, Leonard Floyd has been a big dud. And then I look at the other two linebackers playing alongside Fred Warner, who play way too much for my liking. Dominic Flanagan fouls. He ate turf yesterday. Yeah. I don't know if you saw it. It was a screen play. He just fell. The sniper got him. And then Devondre Campbell, you and I have been all over this for a month.
Yeah.
Get Devondre Campbell off the field.
You know what, though? I'm looking at my big money players. And it starts with Nick Bosa, number 97. Why isn't he getting consistent pressure on the quarterback when the Rams are going out there and they're trotting out dudes from the UFL, the XFL, the CFL? They got no offensive lineman. You couldn't name a Rams offensive lineman. Couldn't name one. They had a dude coming back from suspension yesterday who hadn't played. Why isn't Nick Bosa getting consistent pressure? He's making $34 million a year.
I don't know. I really don't know. But it does feel like, to me, the thing that I saw McVay do yesterday, we could talk about the passing concepts, but the run game. Run it up the middle, or we're going to stretch it deep to the outside. right? Yep. How many times did
that
you see
stretch
Stafford
run to the right?
Right,
Stafford's running out there, balls all the way out there to right? stretch play.
It was one or the other, right up the gut or way to the outside. So, are they not setting the edge? Do they not have the linebacker speed? Like, I don't. Someone who has a more sophisticated football mind can explain it to me. I'm not trying to pretend that I'm baldy. So I'm not. I don't know. I don't understand.
Right.
He's too good of a player, and you're spending way too much money to get this kind of production.
Yeah.
I'm at the point now, though, where I'm just. The way I view this defense is like they need a complete overhaul of the front seven outside of the 2.5 players I named.
This team's going to have to win some shootouts here. That's basically what it is. Let's get to the lines.
Just real quick, how come when I watch the Chiefs games, and Spagnuolo is a brilliant X's and O mind, we know that, but how come Chris Jones either gets used as a, like, somehow they get a matchup and a miscommunication, free rush, or the matchup that they want where it's one-on-one and he eats, or they use him as a decoy and someone else gets a free rush.
Right.
When was the last time the Niners, not a safety, not a corner, when was the last time a defensive lineman made a miscommunication and the Niners had a free rusher at a quarterback?
What have it? Who's the guy? I don't want to botch his name.
91 came out of nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. He had free rusher.
This young man.
Yeah, he's got a long name.
Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I never heard of him until he made the play. Well, he was when you said Scott Free, a rusher coming in. Scott Free. He came in. Scott Free had a big time sack, which forced the Rams into a field goal. It forced him into a field goal to make it 24-17. But why not start with Nick Bosa and you bring up Chris Jones, and I'm watching T.J. Watt just having a phenomenal start to the season. I'm looking at Nick Bosa, and I'm saying, okay, you've been solid, but $34 million a year, solid ain't good enough.
If we're going to critique Brandon Ayuk to the degree that we're going to critique him, then Bosa deserves to be critiqued simultaneously.
I need more moves. I need stunts. I need something. I need you to force turnovers. I get he almost forced a turnover last week against Minnesota. But Bosa for getting paid what he's getting paid as a highest paid defensive player in football, it's just not good enough.
I would agree.
Let's go to the line. Let's get to these lines.
They're top paid players. Warner's really the only guy living up to it this year.
Yeah, that's it. On
Trent
defense.
Warner, Trent Williams? I told you. Debo Samuel Sr. on the back of his jersey. It should say Trent Williams the fourth, as in Trent Williams IV, because every game he's going to get an IV.
Wasn't that funny? Yesterday, Christina Pinky goes down. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, Trent's down. And she comes back and goes, oh, Trent's going to be fine. He just needed another IV. I say, okay, IV scoreboard. That's two IVs. That's two IVs for Trent Williams.
Trent Williams. These are the cap hits. Trent Williams, 22. Charvarius, 18. 18. Those are your top two guys. Are they playing great?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely
not. Nick Bosa, $15 million. He's not playing what we think he can play, even though he's a good player, not playing great.
I don't want to hear about holding calls either about Nick Bosa.
Well, he did get held, but he got called.
But everybody gets held.
Yeah, but he got a call. But like Ayuk, Kittle, Hargrave, Debo, these are all your highest paid players, and they're not showing up. It's just
let's get to the lines. I'm going to get to the lines, Shasky. I'm going to get to the lines.
My head is going to explode.
Chris in San Jose. Chris, what's happening?
What's up, Chris?
We're going to get to everybody here. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. I'm not on my speakerphone riding around the bay this morning.
Good.
I want to talk about a few things, I guess, because, I mean, we can go up and down the list like Shasky was about to do, talking about the mediocrity on the roster, people not showing up. Let's just start with Bosa, since that's who you're talking about. Let me pose this question to you. How many elite defensive linemen, not just ends, how many elite defensive linemen do you think there are in the league?
A lot right now.
Do you think
now.
There's one on every team?
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, maybe 15? Because Bosa is not playing at an elite level. I take Hutchinson over him.
Yes.
I take Garrett over him.
Yes.
I take Will Anderson Jr., that guy that the Texans just signed.
Dexter Lawrence.
T.J. Watt, Crosby. I mean, the list goes on. That guy... And, you know, we hear him talk. It's, you know, he's kind of monotone, you know. It's like he's brain dead. He's, I got to rush the quarterback. All these other defensive ends, they're nuanced.